We begin the current daf, set the sukkah daf tazayin, begin on the base, begin to the master, begin with the gemara, b'sham im mil mala. B'sham says on the top, b'silam im mata, b'silam says in the bottom. So he says, b'chol ha-svam, g'yosin ipcha, and all the different svam, it's actually, v'yos is actually the opposite, perket m'shtatfin, even though perket m'raf, that actually b'sil is the one who's lenient, says mil mala, and b'sham is the one who says mil mata. The next test master begins with the gemara, pierce the sukkah daidach, you really think that they spread out the sheet on Shabbos, from where do you think they even brought that in the first place? As Tais explains, what do you mean? You're not allowed to carry in and out to go ahead and actually bring the sheet in the first place. That was the Gemara's question. Now Tais says, now, regarding the gear that says, everyone agrees, now let's make oil aray and Shabbos, which would be a different problem. Not regarding carrying, but regarding making an oil on Shabbos. That's the Tais Ligers in it. That is not an appropriate gear. Why? The mechitz of legag, because a wall without a roof, which what this construction was, lav oilhu, not an oil. A mechitz kizum with lust for Shabbos, such a partition, you're actually allowed to make on Shabbos. Me and Perikah Gag is like, the mechitz is within tzadidal menalf. I'm the Shmuel says to them, negidu liglima. Go ahead and put up a wall for me with this curtain. Kachpesh, because therefore that's how Rashi explains, obviously the problem was not about oil, but it was a problem about haitzah. And the Kumekim Perikol, Akem Sotim Gemar Shabbos Kor Pachafayim Abay, is Gabi Pekaka Chaloin. By shuttering the window, that Dhai Chaloin, Lamal Begag, this window is actually above on the roof. That's a problem on Shabbos. Of oil. I'm not sad, but on the side, L'Sheikh is oil. There's no problem about oil. You're allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos. Maybe your Daya, Kumekim Ahi, the Chalagagas. Brings a similar raya from Perikol Agagas. Amalush Moshmo says to them, Negid Leglimam, spread out for me their cloth. Now, Verdin Rav Lape, Rav turned his face away. Uparach Lishmuel, and he asked the Shmuel, Lomali Mevin Hachi, why are you doing this? Why are you spreading out the cloth to make a machitza? Ama, but Shmuel holds him a tatla yadik a machitza, that you let it carry until the primary place of machitza, even if there is no curtain. Shani Gemara answers, yeah, Shmuel David, you're right. The reason why Shmuel did it, you're right. It wasn't because of halacha. But rather, it's news of Alma, it's just made for modesty. It says to Ace, it sounds like, Dim Hoyish Mol Asik Rab. Had Shmuel said that it actually is forbidden to carry, like Rab. Nichle be my Dabish Molachi, actually Rab would like what Shmuel did. And that why he put up a curtain. But I would kashale, and that he would not have a difficulty, midi regarding this. Hey, Chishal, how could he have done this on Shabbos? Because Alma, so obviously we see, Lechashim, oh, but Hans Matzad. It's not considered a problem by making oil, by making a wall on the side. So the comment to Rav Alasi is Mechitza. Rav is not bothered by making the Mechitza. It's just, the problem was that you know, he carried inside of it. And he was asking, according to Shmuel, that you could carry, so what's the purpose of it? But therefore, Rashi holds that the Gemara's question was not from oil, but rather from Haitza. Now, Bekashla Pirsa Kodja, but that's difficult. Wait, there's a difficulty according to Rashi. My Hiksha, what's he asking? Hey, Chibya Sadinim, that what's this difficulty according to this gear? So that how could they have brought it because of it? Maybe they brought it by wearing it, and therefore that would be a permitted way. So that's tamakasha according to Rashi. That this whole big question was regarding it. So there's a permitted way of how to carry in the sheet. Kasha, another difficulty is the lashon chaloyin. This is a Rashi interprets that sugya with it to say, oh no, there's no problem with oil on the side. So it must have been the chaloyin was in the roof. But says the word chaloyin shaykh b'kaisel. A window is generally in the wall. But Gag, because when you have such a similar thing in the roof, it's Aruba. It's actually called a skylight. Because not like the Mishnah teaching Beit of Lamahema Beis, Mashilim Beit is Derech Aruba, that you lower down the Paris through the skylight. That's when you have the hole in the window in the roof. Kamei Aruba Shabadelis, like you find Arubas in the Delis, the Perkabas, the human, the Fine of Amaral, Hain Baruba Shabagag. That was the skylights in the roof. Kamei Arubas Hashemayim, Pasim Bereshis. Those are the windows in heaven from, again, in the roof. Oh, it's obvious when the Gemara even of Dalmud Aleph, the Sheikh, that's sad, that's his oil. Actually, it's not true that there is a problem about oil from the side. Where do we find this? Gabasiyas Doifin Parach. The Gemara asked regarding making a wall that, but my law, but we learned that, I call my Mimon agree, Shane, there's not a lot of Adam until Yom Tiv, Nameka, oil, Arai, a temporary oil initially on Yom Tiv. And again, that's talking about regarding a Doifin. So you see that there is a problem by making a Doifin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, Perkitz Mishtafim, nobody ends up paying for him. Beis Gordas Bekuntris, actually, Rashi over there has the gears to come as Shakas Besvarim, like it was written in the text, that the question of the Gemara was, Perkitz Lekachil Mishari, are you allowed to initially spread out these curtains, which, regarding our story here at the Zevet Torah, was that initially permitted? But the master said, meaning, like this other girsa, that the problem was not a bitzah. Rather, the problem was regarding oil aray on Shabbos. Yeah, from the side, not just from the roof, it is applicable, the problem of making oil. Now, wherever we say that this wall is helping to permit to making an area that's a separate shoes, that's considered initially making an oil. The process of dinim, like the story about spreading out the curtains. And Bavakah differently says Shesukah. There, it's like the third wall of a sukkah. The Chashmina oil beveg mishesu that the Gemara says over the end of Menamad Av that's considered making oil, which is forbidden on Shabbos. But different Nevi, but the fourth wall in El Tzeves oil that's only adding on to the oil. The Balavach Mishdar, because even without a fourth wall, the sukkah would be permitted. And Rav Sheik, but Peder Kol Agagis, this is Rav was particularly there on the Tzalidam and Alef. Asiyas Mechitza Hekbed, what was bothering him was regarding making the wall, as we're saying according to this Avi Girsa. Till the day, because according to him, keeping the Asal Tautl, since you're not allowed to carry, Lahoya Lifer Shom Sad Meshabbos. So you shouldn't have to spread out over there a curtain on Shabbos, Meshim Asiyas oil, because of making the oil. Aye, but the part of this that he asked, that Shmuel, why did he have to do this? Hama Zem Tautl, Laika Mechitza, I allow to carry to Laika Mechitza. So this explains. Kol Shekin, no, you're right. All the more so, the Mahaya Asal Tatla, if it would be forbidden to carry, the way Rav holds, the Tvei have a Kashalon, then actually, it would have been even a bigger question. Hey, Kashal Mevrahi, how could he have done this, like we just explained? El Emes Maksha is just asking according to the true reality that according to Shmuel, who Yolatu, so then what's the point of doing it? But it's not like he would have permitted. No, it would have been a problem, again, about making a Mechitzam on Shabbos. Now, Mandashar Tisebis oil, Tais just clarified, so the court, the one that permits adding on to an oil, so even the oil that's above from the roof is also permitted. With these rams that was in the house of Rav Huna, during the day it needed shake, but at night time they didn't want to shake because it needed the ear. And they were allowed to go ahead and spread it out because it was Tosefes oil, because it was already open up a tefach. And later on, in Perek Yoshen of Chavzam, basically, Ubedid Rav Elazar. That Rabbi Yechon spread out a curtain on the sukkah, so you see you let it add on to an oil aray, even milmala, not only min hatzad. But again, what we're saying is forbidden is if it's making an oil, it's being matir, it's making into the like the third wall of the sukkah, that is forbidden according to Tosfos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What would you say? We know you could do love it, but maybe you'd say only do one love it. Today, love it, love it, and that's the chiddush. Now, today says the betayim, it's a wonder. The hanamim also the pshiti. What do I mean? Saying two love it is also obvious. The mechshirin leel, the gemara on previously in the bezayim menav said that it's valid kana pachad mishleisha to make a sukkah by reeds, thin little reeds, as long as they're within three tefachim of each other. The different sukkah, the different Shabbos, we said the walls of the sukkah like the walls of Shabbos, which you say love it every kana. So obviously saying more than just two love it. So what's the chiddush over here? It says Taisus, no. Maybe you would think that the tain lechalik bin shesi la'arv. To differentiate, yeah, there's the kana that's vertical regarding arv, which is horizontal. Maybe only by shesi you say more than one love it, but by arev, actually, you would say only one love it. So that's why we have to say the chiddush. Now, but actually, don't ask what I mean, the tesagi, bishni chaval mishalbin yes metevach, then, okay, so we're saying it is valid by arv. So why isn't it enough with two ropes that have a thickness more than a tefach? I mean, love it and say love it. Compare coming to Edom, like we find in the first book in Edom, if there's a base, to be keeping such a chabam, you could surround the whole area of the caravan with three ropes. And actually, here it actually says two would even be enough because here you have that it could be within three tefachim of the schach. So you don't have to go all the way to the end, like in that case over there in the Edom. So why isn't it enough just with two ropes? There's a taste, no hamin hasam. The Gemara tells us with the delay to ilba shayara. This is a lot to do with ariv, with ropes. And just within three tefachim from the other, that's only by a caravan, which is certain leniency. But regarding a regular person, then you would have to have shesi v'ariv. It would not be enough. And yes, you'll say more than one lovet, but you wouldn't be able to make a sukkah out of these ropes. Then the says maslo that begins with the gemara kitanya he. When was that basically talking about? The sukkah by large sukkah, as Tais explains, the gemara harbor, talking about that's very tall. You cannot say over there two lovets. That's why, again, we had asked, what do you mean? Four and a little bit is enough. Because you say two lovets. Why are you saying seven and a little bit? No, because it's a very tall sukkah. You put it within three tefachim of the ground. So then, altogether, it's going to be 10. But again, obviously, it's got to be 10 because you can't have lovets from the schach because it's way taller. Kach pishak b'kuntrist. Which is actually not how we have Rashi over here, which is actually how Tosin brings Abu B'chol's from Gersin, but in all the Svarim, the Gersin is Maika Mashim Lan. What's the Chiddush? And the Gemara answers, the Mishal Zadron Zmalma Lamata, that you could lower it down from top down, Kerebiyesi, that as long as it's 10, even if the gap from the floor is more than 3 Tvachim, it's going to be valid. Based on that, you have to explain, the Bamidal Malapakas Mashalish Zmalasach, you actually knew it within 3 Tvachim on the top, near the Sach. And that's the chiddush of Hilgivay Harbin Ben Arz Kshay, that even if it's very high off the ground, because it's going to be like a reason about Mishnah, the minute it says Machitza Tlui Materis that a hanging partition permits. Continue next to Smasla, beginning with Zigmara, Pasarba. If you have a board, that's four tfachim. That just explains the terminology. It says, behind the Mu'mid, this case was talking about where the boards are standing up, Shaykh Lashem Pas. That's the terminology of Pas of a board. Well, but previously, did a Chavah Lugoyba, definitely, we have the width. That was to the height of the wall. Shaykh Losh Makhtelis, that's when you use the terminology of that mat. It's different configurations, so therefore it has different names. Continue, in the next place, the Masal Taisin begins with the words of the Gemara, that's less than 3 Tvachim from near the wall. Taisin explains, Mitzvah Sukkah B'Shtei Devanis, the Mitzvah Sukkah is with two walls. The Shid Dukula Meroi D'Lelba Perkin, because the theme of old Amiram, and previously in the Perik Davav Mabed, well, Kerabon, like Kerabon, Amri, that they say, Shtam Kil Chasin, you have two halachic walls. Hainukim and Gam, which is like an L-shaped bracket, like an endochaf. Vima Achaz Menad Fana Shalimu is not so. Therefore, what we're saying is, if you have one of the walls that are complete, and the Sun Mizrachis, and it's put on the east. So, Mukul Lala Hai Pasar Ba'amashus, what you do is you take this board that's four Tfachim in a little bit, Latzad Dor, either to the south, or Latzad Tzafan, or to the north, the Bachas Mishleisha Latayfan Mizrachis, perpendicular, but within three tefachim from that eastern wall. And actually, because that's considered all is closed. And Bieshkan state found the limits. They have two complete halachic walls of seven tefachim. Now, so this is with Tema, Lomali Pasarba. It's a wonder, why do you need a board that's four tefachim? Yasa Pashne tefachim. Why can't you make a board that's two tefachim? You medena simach ledaifu. Put it near the wall. Viyarchik shlesha tefachim pachas nashu. And now, distance it three tefachim minus a little bit. And b'yamid pasechet shoshnei tvachim, as we continue to yedzayin l'medal, b'yamid pasechet shoshnei tvachim l'mashum, and that then you put one board of two tvachim and a little bit. Where, as Tzai said, the kapasei baruch by kavan even we have a similar question. First begin even of yudim beis. Some of you read this says malbushu rochim tezva v'ama. If you have an alleyway that's 15 amas wide, so the halacha is machish the amas. Distance to amas, but it's a pascal amas, and you make a board that's three amas. So now you have it closed off. You don't have more than your amas, which is allowed to be for an opening. Well, partly you might ask, "Vamai, what do you have to do this way?" Yasa pas amamech, so make a board an am and a half. Yachrish the amas and distance it two amas. Yasa pas amamech, so make another board an am and a half. Now, moreover, says Taisa, "Well, likely no yachrish and mishani hasam." You can't even answer over here as the Gemara answers over there. That no, the reason why you can't do an am and a half. Two amas of gap, and I'm going to have, because that's every the hagis and hagis and the you have the ear space of either side of that second pas of amamechza, which both ear spaces are bigger than that pas. And here you can't say that. The halka kalapakas megimel kalabadim, because here, anything less than three tvachim is like lovin. It's like sealed off. And the truth is, kadafel also called tvan sasukkah, kana kana, mevachas megimel share. You mean to make the whole walls of the sukkah. Read less than three tvachim, it's going to be kosher. Ketan le'el, like we learned previously enough zaman alf. David took a good David Shabbos, the world is looking like the world of a Shabbos. But actually, he being kind of chavir, give him tvachim, as long as you know between one stick and the other one, three tvachim. And more of the inshaikh lechal, club and sukkah shall give him tvachim, sukkah shall buzz. There's no way to differentiate between a sukkah three walls or four walls. That's one question. But then it's even more difficult, because the Bishnei passing. But when you have two boards, shesh b'kalechad chatzit tefach amashus, that where each one has a half a tefach and a little bit more, sagi, even that would be sufficient. Why? So it says, because the mukhi chad b'pachas megim asamach tefach. What you could do is you could place one within three tvachim of the wall. Vidach moki bepachas megimah samachal rishon, and you put another one within three tvachim from the first one. So then you really have a wall of seven tvachim, because the pasim are tefachin a little bit, and the gaps that are close from lavid are a little bit less than six. So you have seven tvachim. Let's just say there's something you could say is mishum the rin v'sev perikam the edivin, because we say at the end of the first perik name in the pasim and beis. The chomachisa sheni shel shasiv adam. Any wall that's not crisscross, horizontal and vertical, eina mechitza is not a mechitza. And if you have these two boards, that each one does not have a bow, have a look at mechitza shel shasi. If it's a mechitza, a pasiv a bow, so that's already considered distinct on its own. But if it's less than that, it's going to be like mechitza shel shasi, which is not considered a mechitza, only would be shasiv arv, and therefore that's why you wouldn't be able to have this option that we're asking less than this, because then it would be like just shasi, which would not work.